Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Now, I want to address what we started with yesterday, because there's another way to address this issue when atheists say that there cannot be a God in this world because there is evil in the world. Yesterday we saw that the fact that there's evil first requires good, and good requires God. It requires an absolute standard of morality. However, we want to look at this another way. Are these things mutually exclusive? Could God be good and yet do things that the world would see as evil? Or more importantly, could God be all good and all-knowing and create a world where he allows evil to exist? You see, any parent knows that when they're doing good to their child often thinks it's evil and is upset and angry because they're not getting their way. And I'm sorry, but many atheists are still children in their thinking, because they still act this way, like a spoiled child that thinks that God should submit to them, not them submit to God. He's the authority. But the other thing is it mutually exclusive for God to be good and yet allow for evil? Well, no. He can allow for it, even though he has other purposes that he has planned. There are times, even as parents, that we may allow our children to get into some small bit of trouble so that they would learn a lesson for something greater. Now, the reality is, sometimes children want to rebel, and even a good parent will allow a child to suffer a more severe consequence rather than protecting their child. But in the case when it's an all-holy, infinite holy God, that justice is eternal hell.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.